sewers, rats, fighting. That's pretty much the previously on. We've been down in these sewers, fighting some rats, getting covered in poop, the whole nine yards. But I just want to come in here with the winner of the Do or Dice 1 year giveaway. We've reached out to them via email. So thank you guys for joining in. I got another little spiel later on in the episode. It's been great, and we're really happy to be able to do it. It's awesome. Another little thing real quick. You may notice that this episode is a little shorter than usual. It's just around a half hour. And that's because of the way that the combat is structured and everything in this kind of dungeon that we're doing. We have a couple more fights coming up in the near future, and there's some exposition between the two, and instead of making this kind of a run-on episode to where it's like an hour and 10 or an hour and 15 instead of, you know, that 45-ish, I cut it a little short instead of letting it run a little longer. So again, I just want to, you know, give you a heads up. That's why this is a little bit shorter of an episode. Just kind of just the fight, and you know, next week we'll start with some exposition and kind of run into a fight, just because of kind of how we've been doing it. So in any case, guys, again, this is rats, this is sewers, this is fun, and enjoy.
So, Bo.
Yes. Yes, sir.
Give me an arcana check.
I don't even know what that is.
That bodes well, honestly.
That's a 13 minus 1 for 12.
So, Jimbo's going to thrash a little bit and kind of fall to his side, making you kind of like roll as he falls, and he's gonna start to dissolve into a fine powder as though Thanos just snapped him. Spoilers.
Too soon.
I wanted to keep him. Okay, I'm gonna step off, and as he's like crumbling away, I'm just gonna put my hand on his head and crush it into the ground, and he's gonna just turn to ash.
Nice.
That's disconcerting, but okay.
I don't feel so well.
You should eat that ash now.
So what do you get? You guys have two options, or three options. Explore the room, go north, or go south.
Have we checked out?
This is your Twitter poll for today.
Have we checked out that table yet? I think Bo was looking at it.
No. Okay. At first, just like go check out that table, make sure there's nothing pertinent.
It's an older table. It's you know, it's a little moldy just from the moisture in the air. It seems like some papers were here. It looks like it was keeping like maybe a map of the area, but it is non-existent. Like for people who were keeping, you know, the sewer system running clean, this was kind of like a check-in station for them, but that could have been a while ago.
Speaking of, I start working on the map again.
Well, guys, looks like we can either go north, where the rats came from, or we can go south, south-southeast, to where the rat folk ran off to.
I think he might be taking us to a trap.
Not a trap if you know it's coming. Care of the Punisher.
That's true.
So, south-southeast?
Sounds good to me.
Everybody say aye.
Yeah, I say let's go after the rat folk.
Aye.
Yeah, whatever.
Thanks, Bo, for listening to instruction. You know, said I.
My flame is still, my goat's head lantern is still glowing, right? I turned it on.
Oh,
I
yeah.
Turned the flame up to like orange last week, didn't I?
That's not disturbing in the slightest.
Everybody follow me.
You guys enter into a large room. The rubble you climb through seems like rocks had just started falling away, the walls giving way just over time, over moisture. As you guys progress further and further south, more and more walls have kind of crumbled. And behind the walls is open space beneath the city of Ironclad.
Just like a big open room?
No, or... not even, no floor, just
oh,
an emptiness with a ceiling, basically.
Oh.
Well, that's eerie.
Okay. Is there a way to get across it, or
that no? From where these walls have kind of fallen away, you kind of see the backs of other walls. I see backs, what you're
saying. Yeah. Okay. Go into the place where there is a floor. Then.
Yes. Yes.
So like, Ironclad is sitting on nothing. What?
Wait! No, you... Save game. Jump down the hole.
Aim for the bushes.
Whatever.
Things happen. Stuff's...
Oh, things happen. I'm doing it, John.
Jump. Yeah, the room... So all this rubble is kind of spread about, and you get to this large room. Columns, kind of... Three columns kind of flank the north side of it in little alcoves, and there are four larger pillars in the center of the room, kind of spread out a bit. At the very center... It seems to be this weird table with a couple of dials and switches on it, just from afar.
What do you think, guys? Should one of you guys maybe go in, and I'll cover you from back here?
I can go if you like.
All right, I don't have to like cover the rear anymore. I can go in.
I'll cover your rear, big guy.
Hey yo.
Yeah, so I'll knock an arrow. And just kind of, you know, prepare an action just in case.
Can I, like, as I'm walking towards the room, can I just kick a stone? I've seen Lord of the Rings. Maybe I shouldn't do that. Yeah, never mind.
Yeah, but I haven't. I'll do it.
You're going to kick a stone?
Just down into the
nothing?
No, I'm going to
pick one up and throw it, like, as hard as I can.
You just, it slams on the ground, kind of skitters across the floor, and you just hear an echoing of pom, pom, pom.
It's just like literally falling into nothingness. What is holding up Ironclad?
We're throwing it into the nothingness behind the walls.
Oh, yeah, no, it just.
Guys, we need to get out of the city. So I will enter. The room cautiously. I'm going to tell the hammer, call out anything you see or sense or whatever you do.
Roll me a perception, or not a perception check. Roll me a arcana check. If there was a weapon handling check, I'd have you roll that.
That's a 4.
Super good.
Not so good on the studies.
Like most religious people.
Sick burn, yeah.
Boss, I'm not picking up anything.
All right, so I will cautiously start approaching the table that's in the middle of the room.
Okay.
I'm not dead yet, guys. I think it's fine.
I'm gonna move up with Ordok.
As you get there, Ordok, things are labeled.
Ooh, convenient.
It seems like it was, can't quite tell if it still works. But was a system to control the flow of water in the sewers.
Wait, is there a button to just say, like, flood all, and you just wipe everything out?
Or, like, emergency off?
I will take some time to study and figure out
what
if
language
there's a combination
is it
for that. Oh, it's in common.
Oh, okay.
Is there a panic button?
So you say
kill
that we
everything.
Can do that? Can we, just, can we just take the rest of the recording session and just do some math and
press every
out?
Button?
I mean, we could. Yeah.
Until we just flush out the sewers and just like problem solved.
We win.
We still need to use the sewers.
Ironclad floats away. It dislodges from the continent.
Save the day again.
Another city down.
Two cities down, two problems solved.
Check, check. I mean, is the is like this control panel? Is it like knobs and switches, or is it like powered? Is it like electric?
It's knobs and switches. If there was any kind of power running through it, it'd be mainly like some kind of magical thing. But it looks to be mainly like dwarven mechanized.
The magic, okay. Of electricity.
I'm just gonna quickly survey the rest of the room. I know something ran this way, so I just want to like check the corners, do my duty.
Roll me a perception check.
That is a 19.
Do me a favor, guys. Roll initiative. Or you want to keep the same numbers?
I mean, I would love to keep the same number personally.
I want to reroll mine.
Okay, everybody reroll your numbers.
Damn it. 10.
22.
Oh, that's fuck.
Shit. I lost
9.
I got a 5.
Can we just go back and keep our old numbers, please?
Nope. Too late now, bitches.
Doesn't matter. I'm in the same spot I was before.
Me too.
I'm 6. Whoops.
Wait, what's entering the room?
Ordok just spied that little rat from earlier hiding behind one of the pillars to the north.
Ah, I'm shocked.
Do I get a bonus or an action to shoot him since I was preparing an action?
Not quite, because Ordok has not informed anyone else of what's going on.
Hey guys, over there in the corner. Helen, Helen, shoot him.
Do I get a shot now? Since I prepared an action.
Yes. Oh yeah, that's gonna hit.
Plump.
Oh my god.
It was a bursting arrow. I seen it, I shot it in the chest, and its chest cavity opened up. Problem solved. Everybody's safe.
Cool, thanks.
No problem. And then I'm gonna prepare another action with another arrow.
You guys are in combat now. I'll have to wait till your turn.
Oh, we're still in combat?
You guys are right now in combat, because as soon as that one rat folk that goes down, around from each corner, rat folks are just going to start popping out from behind pillars.
Hey, guys, I don't have any more magic arrows.
Okay. Goshen.
I know you blew them all on the rats.
I would like to use my bonus action to carefully roll up my map and put it away.
You take great care in that.
And then I'll go stand next to Jensen and Ordok, kind of like with my back toward them, face, or like right here, right next to Jensen, facing the rats, and I'll prepare an action to hit them when they get close to us.
Sounds good. Sounds good. Yep. Is that it?
Yep, that'll do it for me.
Rat folk number 4. In the southeast corner of the room. He's kind of partially around one of the pillars. And he is going to let loose a crossbow bolt right at Ordok.
That's not cool.
I'm sorry, if I had more space, I would have moved in front of
you. That is 7 damage. Your AC did go down because you're not...
Yeah, cool. I swapped over to stud leather.
Sweet, you're hittable.
And I took off the shield. Bombskis.
And this rat folk is going to duck back behind the pillar.
I've got an owie.
Rat folk number 1 from the northwest side is going to turn around his pillar and fire off an arrow at Goshen.
Catch that shit.
You going to try and catch that shit?
I'll spend a key point and I'll throw that back at him.
Okay.
Throw a bolt?
Yeah. Yeah. If it comes at me, I can throw it back.
That's gonna hit, yeah.
And then my monk weapon damage is a d6 plus my dex, which is 3. So I'll roll a d6. 3 plus 3, 6 damage.
And as soon as he takes the bolt back, it kind of like hit him in the upper arm. He's gonna turn and vanish behind this pillar.
So I can't make it to the guy who shot at me. So I'm just going to run straight north and engage one of the rat folk who jumped out. All right. So, I'm going to pursue the rat folk that's directly north. I'm going to use my bonus action to cast a vow of enmity.
What was the enmity that you said?
So, as I'm approaching the rat folk, I'll just look at him and say, by the grace of Thaum, I will bring you and your folk into the light? Is that too intense?
Sounds like religious genocide now.
Are you saying that?
No.
Kill them all now.
I don't even. These people haven't done anything to me. How do I speak angrily to them?
I mean, shot you with a crossbow bolt.
Not that one.
Okay. You and your friends all look alike. Die.
So I'll just say, by the wrath of Thaum, I'll write these injustices.
There you go. That works.
Portrayed against us? I don't know. You can cut that. It's fine.
That's all staying in. I don't know what you're talking about.
And as you say this, your hammer is just going to slightly glow.
Ooh.
It likes it.
You like that, little buddy? Ooh. And that's 14 damage to the rat.
Damn. Okay. Anything else?
Oh, wait. I have a second attack. Yeah.
Damn it. I need to stop saying anything else.
Ooh. Max damage, 15.
Of a bitch. He didn't even get a turn yet.
I'm just going to walk up and like butt him in the face with the hammer and then just overhand swing and bring it down on him.
Nice.
Who's next? I just look at the rat folk to my left who just shot Goshen. As John increases the CR rating for all of the enemies.
What? Helen.
So those things are... do I have line of sight on the guy in the northwest?
No, he's right behind that pillar.
Oh. Down, I guess, south. Just like kind of directly south, so I have line of sight on the guy in the southeast.
Yes.
And I am going to fire an arrow at his face and all of my 1d8 damage for 13 damage.
Very nice, very nice. Anything else?
No, because I only have one attack.
This other rat folk is going to come out from the northeast. One of the central columns. He's dressed a little differently. He's got this gnarled kind of staff and these dirty kind of distressed robes. Kind of just like patches of leather and patches of like fur, probably rat fur. You know,
gross.
There's not really much else down here. He's going to cast. Yeah, he's going to come up a little bit and you're going to see a ball of fire form at the head of his staff, and he's gonna just lob it. And he's gonna aim about 10 feet north of Jensen and about 10 feet south of Ordok, kind of between you guys in an even pattern. So Ordok, Goshen, and Jensen.
It's a good thing that was a firebolt, not a fireball, otherwise we'd be in trouble.
No, it's a massive ball of fire. No. I need you each to please make me dexterity saving throw.
Now, John, this ball of fire is going through the air, correct?
Yes.
So one would consider it maybe a missile. A missile that could or could not be deflected if someone had the ability to.
I don't think you can deflect a fireball.
I'm just fucking with you.
I rolled an 8. I rolled 8. I'm not going to have a good
dexterity
time.
Dexterity saving throws.
I got a 10.
Oh shit!
Jump
his new pillar. Leg. I just got a natural 20.
Oh.
If you guys all die, me and Bo are leaving. Like, that's we're not that far into this. We're just going to walk away.
How did we fail that?
I don't know.
I had surgery 4 days ago. Guys.
It was magic.
He obviously was aiming the ball a little more towards us.
Of course. He recognized our dexterous ways. Had to catch
us. It hit you, but your hammer's absorbing half of it. We'll go with that.
I like
it. That's partially cooler. Jensen takes 26 fire damage.
Holy shit.
Goshen takes. Oh shit! 36 fire damage.
Someone died already.
How big was this fireball?
It was a decent sized fireball. 11. Ordok's taking 11 damage.
One of these things bullshit. Is not like the other.
He drilled a 22 for him.
Yes, but yeah. 22 damage is what I rolled for Ordok.
We got you for 36.
I know. Well, it's a lot of dice rolls. It's going to be a wide variety of.
Alrighty, guys, I just want to pop in here one more time and say thank you. Thank you for joining the giveaway. Thank you for participating in our community. Thank you for just everything you do over this last year. From the entire team, we humbly and graciously want to say thank you. You guys have been instrumental in growing the community the way we have, and are the main reason why we're able to do such cool giveaways with such a great company like Easy Roller or Wormwood or anybody else that we get sponsored by. It's because of you guys and what you do for us. So once again, we just want to take a moment to say thank you and, you know, be on the lookout for the next giveaway. It's coming. You know, next month we're probably going to do another dice bundle, get back to normal. But this one was big and, you know, it's thanks to you guys. So everything we do is for you because of what you do for us. And, you know, I'm not going to waste too much time here, but once again, just thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. I can't say it enough. Thank you. And we'll see you in the next giveaway, guys. Enjoy the rest of the episode.
Bo!
Well, I'm not in the room yet, so I'm thinking about just turning and going home. So Goshen's dead, right?
Well, he's unconscious.
And Jensen's looking pretty ugly as well.
Well, that
happens. I mean, other than rude. Normal. Jordan's just kind of always like
5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35. Okay, so I'm going to go into the room and run out into the center so that I'm next to Goshen and stabilize Goshen.
I should have waited for Bo to move first before I cast Fireball.
Kill the whole party in one fell swoop.
How do I stabilize again? I have to roll Doctor.
You have to roll Medicine check. Give me a Medicine check.
16. 10 plus 6.
Goshen is stabilized.
You're proficient in medicine?
Yeah.
Because he makes poisons.
Oh. Okay, I guess that makes sense.
That's pretty much it for my turn.
Yeah, Goshen is at stabilized. He's at 1 hit point. But you're still prone.
Yep.
Anything else, Bo?
No, that's it. I think I can't, not a lot I can do.
Jensen.
Going to shake my head after taking a fireball and look at the one that cast it. And go, I was really thinking about letting you live. And I'm going to charge him. My second swing is 21 for 11 damage. And then I'm going to spend a key point to do 2 unarmed strikes for 6 more damage and then another 6.
All right. Anything else?
No, I think that's it for me. Actually, I want to make one of those stunning strike. So he has to make a DC 14.
Oh.
And he made it.
Yeah, saved. He saved.
Nah, whatever. Can't keep blowing all these key points.
Yes. Spend all your key points. Goshen, you are prone on the ground.
Oh, wait, am I awake though?
Yes, you're 1 hit point because Bo stabilized you.
Okay.
You don't want to quite. You might not want to know how Bo stabilized you, but Bo has stabilized you.
I choose not to think about it.
I'll just give you a little cheeky wink. Morning.
Get a roll Constitution. I'm gonna crawl back behind this pillar, like right right here, so I'm the most out of the way from those rats.
Okay.
And I'm going to put my back against the pillar and just breathe for a minute.
You're a little singed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How are my robes
for the first time, your robes are pretty well burnt in some places.
Damn it.
And for the first time, you see the branding on your upper arm again, since the fur has kind of taken over.
Oh, man. I'll feel bad later. Right now, I want to not die. I'm just going to cover it with my hand and then sit there and breathe.
That it?
That's me, man. One HP. I'm all right.
Ratfolk Rogue number 4 in the southeast is going to fire back a crossbow bolt at Helen.
Hey, fuck you.
And that is 7 damage.
Ow. Could you not?
Ratfolk number 1. Ratfolk is going to come at Ordok. First attack with a dagger. He's going to miss. Of course, second attack with a dagger. Yeah, he's going to miss again. You son of a
bitch. I stare him down and growl at him as he approaches me.
15. That one's going to hit.
He had 3 attacks. Finally. Shit.
Yep. 7 damage to Ordok.
Guys, I'm going to die.
Ordok, it is your turn.
We're all about to die.
Finish him.
I'm going to use a bonus action to restate my vow at him. And just, again, just look at him dead on. And say, may Thaum have mercy on you, for I will not.
Ooh.
And I'm going to activate my hammer.
He screams with joy being burst into flames.
Just like a squeal.
Insert hentai moans here.
Super Saiyan hammer. Does Ordok's hair turn like bright yellow?
I don't think Ordok has hair. Yeah, he has a little bit of hair.
I do.
It's over 9,000.
So I just swing the hammer around as hard as I can with glee as it ignites in fire, and I do 17 points of damage as it explodes on impact.
Yeah.
Boom.
That's going to hurt him just a bit.
Boom.
And then for the second attack, I'm just going to after I hit him, I'm going to bring up the handle and smack him with the butt end. Yeah. And then an additional 15 damage.
Yeah, so
another max damage, I should say.
So you brought this around and got that dragon tooth right into him.
Oh, ouch.
And then I'm going to crumple down a little bit and say, ow!
All right, we are at Helen.
Okay, I'm going to fire a... So you gave me a chaos bolt? Is that just chaos bolt, the spell?
Yes, it is a chaos bolt.
Okay, so I'm gonna fire a chaos bolt at this at the shaman, who I should have line of sight on, right? And chaos bolt is I make a ranged spell attack against the target. On a hit, the target takes 2d8 plus 1d6 damage. After you roll the damage, choose one of the d8s, and the rolled number determines the damage type. So that's 8 for the 2d8, and then a 2 for the 2d6, so that's a 10 points of damage. I guess poison.
Not to call.
All right. Anything else?
No. Actually, yeah, you know what? I am going to go ahead and action surge and take another attack. And then I'm going to do a sneak attack. A sneak attack. An 11 for damage. So on top of the 10, 21 altogether for my 2 attacks.
Okay. Yeah, he is going to disengage from Jensen. Pull back just enough behind this pillar to hide line of sight from Helen. And he is going to magic missile Jensen.
How dare he?
It's going to be 2. That's a 3. And second one is a 3 again. So 6 damage total to Jensen.
These are definitely missiles I can...
It's got a missile in the name.
It's got a missile in the name, man.
Bow.
I can't see either of those, can I? They're both out of my line of sight.
Correct.
Okay. I'm going to cast a level 2... No, whoa, wrong one. A level 2 cure wounds on Goshen then.
Thank you.
I forgot Bo could actually heal.
What? We have a buff class? Wait, what?
Thank you.
For 11, then, thank total.
But it would only be 1 plus 3, right?
So oh, be... yes. Oh, that's right. So it's 8.
Sorry.
Shut up, Bo. Okay.
31 back to Goshen. So Goshen's at, yeah, Goshen's been healed a little bit.
Thank you.
Anything else, Bo?
No, cause I can't see him, so no, I think that's my lot, I think.
Alright, Jensen.
He tried to run away from me for some reason, I don't know why. So, I'm going to stab him repeatedly. For 6 damage.
Aww.
There he goes.
And I've killed him, now I'm going to take my second swing. Down. And I'm just going to, I just unload on this guy. I know he's already dead. I don't care.
Anything else?
I'm going to feel good about myself.
Good. Good. Goshen.
Okay. Stand up. Right. Let's see. How far can I move? I can move 40 feet, which is 5, 10, 15, 20, 20.
30. To stand up is half your movement speed.
You are correct. So I can move 20 feet. I'm going to move to the center of the room with Bo and crouch behind the altar and slowly just make my way toward Mr. Man down in the right corner.
Sounds good. Sounds good. This dude. This little fucker. Okay, yeah, he's going to do a light crossbow bolt against Jensen. I know it's what you've been hoping for.
Does he really think this is a good idea?
Oh, he missed. Tink! He missed.
I just want to point this out. I just held his shaman or something against a wall and repeatedly stabbed him.
That's why he missed. He was scared.
Yeah, pissed himself.
He has the balls to fire an arrow at me.
Ordak.
I can't do a ton. Between Jensen and Goshen, who's looking more dead?
Me.
Okay. That's it. They're actually... Oh, yeah, no, Jensen's looking more worse for wear.
Worse for wear.
I'm going to walk up to him and cast Cure Wounds as well. Although I really don't know how to do this as level 2, so we're just going to fake it. Wow, seriously? All
right, sweet.
So 9 points back.
So I just need to add 6.
Second one.
Yeah.
All right, anything else, Ordak?
No, that's it for me.
All right, Helen.
I'm going to try to kill this guy with an arrow. I don't think I'll be able to do as much damage as he needs, but especially since that's a 1.
Oh! Was this a regular?
Yeah, it was just a regular attack.
Okay, yeah. Nothing crazy. You're just not very stealthy right now.
Oh, okay.
Your arrow hit ricocheted off a rock and made a lot of clattering noise so that everyone knows where you are.
Hey, guys, I'm over here.
Everyone.
You found me.
Anything else?
No, that's it.
Bo.
Okay, I can move behind him, can't I? I can move up to him. He's only 30-ish feet away. So I'm going to get in there because I'm feeling dangerous. I'm going to run up behind him. And just gonna punch him in the back of the head with my cat's claw. Oh my god.
Oof.
The 9. It's a tragic miss.
Yeah, that's a miss.
The strongest rat, man.
Anything else?
I'm gonna just look a bit sad.
Jensen!
Charge this last rat guy. As I do, I'm gonna say, common rat shit, do you speak it? And then I'm just gonna beat him within an inch of his life. I'm not gonna kill him. I'm gonna beat him to an inch of his life. So if he goes unconscious, yeah, whatever.
Oh,
that's a natural 20.
Okay, bludgeoning damage, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, get back. Maximum damage, and the target must make a DC 14 Constitution saving throw. On a failed save, the target is pushed back 10 feet. So maximum damage
with
so
the crit.
Maximum for your crit. Yep.
So that's so
everything's max.
16 damage.
Yeah, that's enough. That's enough.
I just send him flying over Bo.
Yeah. Wee. I was about to say, if you push you him guys, back, is he going to fall into me?
You guys are out of combat.
I just knocked him out, right?
Oh, that, were you playing the just knock him out?
That's what I was saying. I want to beat him then, within an inch of his life.
Okay. Yeah. No, he then he is still at one, but he has flown over a bow.
Good job, rad. Everyone. You did great.
Thanks for listening to this week's episode. If you want to keep up on everything Do or Dice, you can find us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Do or Dice Podcast, or join us in our Discord. You can find all of our show notes, character sheets, and player bios on doordicepodcast.com. If you enjoy the show, please subscribe, and please leave a review. We appreciate all of them. See you next week. Same dice time, same dice channel.